Every year, my family, along with two others, goes camping on Shy Shy Beach. We pack backpacks full of clothes, food, sleeping bags, tents, cooking supplies, plastic bowls and plates, and utensils. First, we all drive to Squim, where one family has a cabin. We spend one or two nights there, then drive out to where we start our hike. On the way, we stop in the Joyce convenience store and eat breakfast at the Macaw Maiden Cafe. We park our cars in a woman's backyard who sells parking for campers. In her yard, we finish distributing supplies, leaving things we don't need, and weighing our packs. Then comes our 7-mile hike through the muddy trail and down a slippery cliff at the end to our usual spot on the beach. This trip has a lot of tradition involved, but my favorite things we do are playing poker, visiting tide pools, and betting for beer. Every year, those who want to play poker bring coins to bet with. And we set up a poker table using a flat piece of wood we find on the beach. I especially like this tradition because I usually walk home with more money than I came with. We always decide on the dates of our trip based on the tide. During low tide, there are some huge rocks about half a mile from our camp that have caves and interesting structures in them and are homes for many sea creatures. Usually we have to get up extremely early to get there during low tide, but seeing all the awesome tide pools is worth it. Sometimes we stay out too long and have to wade through deep water as the tide comes in back to camp. At the end of every trip, the men decide on a bet to make, and whoever loses the bet has to carry in a six-pack the following summer. The last bet I can remember was about the presidential election. Unfortunately, it usually pours on the day we hike home, which makes it hard to take down our tents and hike through squelchy wet dirt, but a hot shower always takes care of the mud between my toes.